Another edition of The Power of Words with me, your host, Kevin Treasure, author of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Our aim is to help people win in life through the power of their words. You are born to win.
Hey, welcome to another edition of The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality with me, your host, Pastor Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words, because words have power, amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. So I'm always mindful to my children, people I meet, people I speak to, people I encourage. Always be careful what you speak, what you say about yourself, your marriage, your family, your health, your body, your future, your destiny. Remember, but today I want to touch on a very special subject. I won't be long today in regards to what they have in plan for America and the world, maybe. I mean, I am not a prophet. We can all prophesy, but I'm not a prophet. But there's some things that I see that will take place, and I've got to speak. And the Lord has been prompting me to speak. When you see something, when you hear something, speak, don't stay silent. And these are times that God's people should not be staying silent. In fact, we only have but a short time. There is a window for this gospel to be preached, for Jesus Christ to be glorified. And firstly, I just want to congratulate the American people for making the right decision. I'm going to say that again. I want to congratulate the American people for making the right decision. I truly believe he won in 2020, but we won't go there. Broadcasting all the way, as you can tell by my accent, I live in London, England. I'm an Englishman, but yes, we've been watching closely from afar. We've been watching closely what's been taking place in America and in the world. And I truly believe that President Trump is one of the best presidents America's ever had. I truly believe that God has ordained this man for such a time as this. Whether he's a Christian or not, I know he stands up for Christian beliefs. And sometimes God will use a Cyrus to stand up, amen, and bless Israel, bless God's people, amen, and bring back morality and biblical standards back to America. I'm going to say that again. God will raise up someone who will bring morality and biblical standards back to a nation, amen, that stood up for these things. So truly, truly thank God for America, for seeing through the deception. This man went through so much. They tried to kill him, smear his name. I tell people, when I was young, back in the 90s, hey, President Trump, Donald Trump was cool. He was there with the rappers, with the singers, the Playboy billionaire. He was cool. But I told people, and people got a problem with, oh, they say all kinds of things about Trump. And I said, President Trump, sorry. And I said, listen, the guy was cool. But as soon as he decides to run for presidency, back in 2014, as soon as he decides to run for presidency, all of a sudden he's a villain. That tells me someone behind the scenes does not want him to run America. Why? Because he doesn't fit their narrative. Now, he has a perfectly good narrative. America first. He's America for Americans. He wants to build America. But the globalists do not want that. Amen. It doesn't fit their globalist agenda. They don't want any country first. They want their globalist agenda. And since he started, they've fought against him. They've smeared his character, bring up all kinds of stories about him, all kinds of stories about his past. And let me tell you something now. A man in his 70s is going to have a past. I'm in my 50s. I've got a past. Everybody's got a past. But the campaign against him, to impeach him more than once, tried to kill him more than once. Everybody knows that there are powers behind the scenes that do not want him to be where he is. But I thank God with prayers and with the American people seeing that truly he is the right candidate. And I thank God that you've chosen the right candidate, that he is the one for the job. But I told America and I told the world, please continue to pray for Donald Trump, because it isn't over. It is not over. And I truly believe that the elitists have a plan B for Donald Trump, a plan B, amen, for the president-elect, for a plan B, amen, for America and the world. And I truly believe that the next 5 years are going to be crucial for us, especially as believers, as Christians, for Israel. The next 5 years are going to be crucial. I truly believe now that he's the president, I believe he has given Taiwan some breathing space. I believe that China will now have to rethink its strategy concerning Taiwan. I'm not a politician, I'm not a prophet, but I'm just telling you what I see and what I hear. I truly believe that now that President Donald Trump has been elected president, and it's the year, it's November 2024, now that he's been elected president, I truly believe that China will have to rethink its strategy concerning Taiwan. I believe that the president now, Donald Trump, has given Taiwan breathing space. I'm going to say that again, I believe he's giving them breathing space because everybody knows what China wanted to do concerning Taiwan. But I believe that now that Donald Trump is now the president of America, they will now have to rethink their strategy and do something else. They're not going to go there because they know that the president, Donald Trump, does not play. Amen. And he wants to do things the right way. I truly believe they did not want him in because the Democrats are for war, but he is for peace. And I cannot believe that Biden has now granted long-range missiles to attack inside Russia. And that is an act of war in itself. In fact, we are actually, England and America, actually in proxy war with Russia. Because if you are financing and backing your enemies, you're backing a country to fight another country, well, you are actually at war with that country. So if you are financing Ukraine with weapons to fight Russia, you are effectively at a war with Russia. So I truly believe he is the man. And so it's like there's powers working behind the scenes, trying desperately to start war, because war means money, war means arms, war means billions and billions and billions. But I know that Donald Trump has a plan, and that's why God has placed him in this position for such a time. And there's still things at work, and there's still hands and puppets behind the scenes pulling the strings, trying to start World War III. But we pray against that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. What is the plan B concerning the elitists for America and Donald Trump? I truly believe that in the next 2 years that there will be, I'm more than sure, another pandemic, and it's not going to be anything like we've seen before. I think the first one was just a stage show, a rehearsal for the big one. I truly believe, because they know they cannot get him out, they know he's going to do the right things concerning the currency, concerning the economy, concerning the borders, concerning immigration, concerning everything, concerning inflation. He's going to begin to put things in place to make America first and make America great again. And because they do not want that, I believe in the next 2 years, maybe three, we're looking at 2026, maybe 2027, maybe before. But I truly believe they're going to plan a next pandemic. I will say plandemic. And this one is going to be far worse because they've seen how it works. They've seen how it went before in 2020. They've seen what works, what didn't. And they're going to plan a next one. And this one is going to be far worse than the first. Why? Because they don't want him in power. So what do? They throw a spanner in the works. They put things into process that will cause people to now, you know, go against the government, because anytime things happen that the country doesn't like, it will cause them to now, they know people are fickle, so they say, come the next election, let's vote him out because he didn't do what's right and we had to go through this and this didn't happen right. So we've got to pray for president, pray for President Donald Trump, pray for America, pray against the elitist agenda. I truly believe that they are planning another plandemic, and it's going to be worse than the first. I'm not scaremongering, but I'm just telling you what I see. So we've got to really pray against what the elitists have. They're going to try their best to do whatever they can do to take him down. Concerning England, I believe Keir Starmer has about 2-3 years max. He's incapable. He's not competent. They're going to start smearing his name. They're going to start showing him all the things that he's done wrong. And the reason for them doing that is because they have an agenda to put the mayor of London, who is a Muslim, Mr. Khan, in place. Why he's the mayor, I really don't know. He's taxed us to the eyeballs, and he's still taxing us. And the reason why, and listen to me, I'm not against any nation, but we had, in the Conservative government, when the Conservatives were in government, we had 3 prime ministers, but 1 election. This is not a democracy. I'm going to say that again. We had 3 prime ministers and 1 election. We had Boris Johnson, as you know, done his best, but because of the things that took place during COVID and maybe some silly mistakes. Then after that, we had Liz Truss. Liz Truss was there for all of 6 weeks. And then after that, we had Rishi Sunak, who happened to be a Hindu. Now, he said, oh, great, we've got a Hindu a prime minister who happens to be Indian and all the rest of it. Well, he wasn't voted in. He was voted by the party. And the only reason why they can get certain people in is by in-party voting. Now, I truly believe that Keir Starmer will be moved out of the way to make room for a Muslim prime minister. And I truly believe England will have a Muslim prime minister before 2030. And when that happens, I truly believe that party will not get out, because there are so many Muslims in England and they don't care what they stand for. They don't care. All they know is just as long as they're Muslim, they're going to vote for him. Now, England, pray for England. I truly believe there's an agenda for England also. I truly believe there's an agenda for Europe. The Bible must come to pass. We are living in the end time days. But Christians, I tell you, this is the ideal time to preach the gospel. This is the ideal time to lift up the name that's above every other name. Let them know that the doors of grace is open. Repent and put your trust in Jesus. Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for America. Pray for us. We have an open door. There's a door of utterance that has been opened. Let us use it now before time runs out. I truly believe the last 5 years that we're about to experience is the greatest door of utterance that Christians will receive. So let's preach the gospel. I see things happening in Iran. There's a move of God happening in Iran. It's not being spoken about on the news media because they don't want to publicize things that God is doing. But there's a move of God happening in Iran. There's a move of God happening in the Middle East. People are getting fed up of religion, and people are finding out there's a relationship with the Father through Christ Jesus, that they don't have to call him God, that they can call him Father. People are seeing Christ Jesus. So let's pray for the move of God. Amen. Where we see moves and more people, so when Islam is spreading in the West, but we see Christianity breaking forth in the Middle Eastern countries, I pray that God will raise up missionaries and people will hazard their lives for the gospel of Jesus, that Christians will use every form of media. I tell people, if Apostle Paul had the media and the social media, the Twitter, the YouTube, and the Facebook and the Instagram, the TikTok, if he had all these things, oh my God, what would he do? So we have all these means to preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Let's use what we have, but continue to pray. I believe prayer movements will grow. I see prayer movements springing up in the earth. Prayer movements. I see youth movements springing up in the earth, where people are saying, oh, the youth are this and the youth for that. I see youth springing up. A Joshua generation will take God at his word, will heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper, cast out devils, preach this gospel on the street. I see a youth movement rising up. Youth movements of prayer. Youth movements of holiness. I see God raising up young psalmists like David that will use the music industry, amen, for glorify Jesus Christ. No more killing. No more killing your ops and killing this and done this to this woman and all kinds of rubbish. I see that coming down. I see that falling down. I see that record industry imploding. And I see God raising up psalmists, men of God and women of God, young men and young women who've been in the secret place, listening to God and doing what God has called them to do. Pray for America. The elitists have another agenda. They said we couldn't get them that way, so let's try another way. Pray for America. Pray for Donald Trump. In fact, whatever country you're in, the Bible says in 2 Timothy, and I'm going to finish here, and I'm going to read it to you. Regardless of who's in power, and what people don't realize, whether you like them or not, every power is ordained of God. Every leader is ordained for God. Our job is to pray for them. Pray that they will make wise decisions. Pray that they will do what God has called them to do. Our job is to pray for our leaders. Where are my glasses? Where are my glasses? Here we go. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for who? All men. For kings, for all that are in authority. Why? That you may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So please pray. I believe if you are a true and honest Christian, amen, you will be praying for your leaders, whoever they are, that God will give them wisdom, that they will come to understanding that Jesus Christ is Lord. They'll implement biblical counsel, biblical laws, laws that are in line with the word of God, laws that glorify King Jesus. Pray for your leaders wherever you are, no matter if they be tyrannical. I don't know what part of the world you may be listening to this, but pray for your leaders. Pray for America. Pray for President Donald Trump. We are living in the end time days. and Jesus is coming soon. I cannot end this program without giving the invitation, amen, to accept Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior. I don't know where you are right now. I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you've heard about Jesus, but I want to let you know He's a good God. Amen. You say, well, all religions are the same. Well, no, all faiths are not the same. Every other faith is people trying to get to God, trying to do good works. But Christianity is God coming down to man and say, you can't do it your way. You have to do it my way. It's God coming down to man, becoming in the form of a flesh. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. And Jesus is the life. He showed us. Any man, he said, if you see me, you see the Father. You want to know what God looks like? Look to Jesus. He died for our sins. We're all born in sin, shaped in iniquity. We've all fallen short of the glory of God. You may be going through a depressive state. You may be struggling right now. But the Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So just repent and put your trust in Jesus. It simply comes like this. Heavenly Father, forgive me. And say it from the heart. Forgive me for every sin that I've committed. Come into my heart. Wash me in the blood of your Son. Make me a new creature. Teach me and help me to live this Christian life. I put my trust in you. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. All things become new. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to live for you. In Jesus' name, it's as simple as that. Jesus Christ is Lord. Thank you for tuning in. Pray for Donald Trump. Pray for America. Pray for your leaders, wherever you may be. This has been me, Kevin Treasure, aka The Winner's Mentality, helping you win with your words.
Thank you for tuning to The Power of Words, The Winner's Mentality. Please remember to subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Check out our website, kevintreasure.com. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook. You are born to win.